finish it, touch, you know, and seal it, and seal the dirt, the water wouldn't go through it then at all, you see.
What would you call a little road that goes off of the main road? Say, maybe a road that went off the main road somewhere.
Well, they'd call that little country road, you know.
Okay. Suppose you went to a man's farm or his house, and you got off of a public road and came to the turnoff going down to his house, or it was on that man's land, what would you call that road?
Well, you'd call it some of it would be a private road to his house, or a community road, you know, maybe past two, three houses and get to his house.
Okay. What is it on the side of the street that people walk on in town? Have that?
Oh yeah, they have a regular cement walk for that, you know.
Okay.
Special for people to walk on.
Okay. And did you have a little name for the, did you ever see a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the cement walk and the road? What'd you call that? Did you ever have a name for that?
Well, if it was a cement or blacktop road, there usually wasn't none growing in there because the road would be slapped out to the ditch. It kept the grass from growing the ditch, see? And they usually pull that every year, the sand, and then they pick it up. They pull the ditch a little, even with the, up to the gravel, and then they'll have a scoop and come and pick that up, you see?
Walking down the road and a dog jumped out at you, you didn't have a stick or anything like that, what would you do?
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't run from him. I'd charge him. I'd get after him. I'd get right on fighting. I'd take my hat and run him and run him out the way, shaking his. I have went in every yard in Hancock County and part of Harrison County from 3 to 5, 6 different times. And I never stopped at the gate. I'd see a dog, went to one place, one guy told me he wouldn't go in that house for nothing in the world, that yard. The dog was sitting on there was nobody there. They wanted to go there and put some thing in deep freeze. I said, I'll go. And I went in there and I opened the gate. That dog was sitting on the porch, and I told him, get out there, you go back in the back, go get out, get away from me. And he went on the back, and I never did see him no more. I never stopped at the gate for a dog in my life. I know a dog knows just as well as you do when you're scared of him.
You might pick up a rock and you.
No, I never picked up nothing. I just get out, get after him, and I said, get on there, you. And he maybe he'd have his hair straight up, and he'd get away from that, too. He never did. Now, some people won't go in the yard for nothing in the world, but I have done that a many times.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to scare off a bird or something like that, a bird from a tree, you might pick up a rock and, whoa, and you would do what?
Well, yeah, you'd throw it at him and naturally that would run him off.
Okay. If you went to someone's house and they weren't there, or if you went to someone's house and he isn't there, if someone came to the door of the house, they'd say, no, he's
not home.
Okay.